Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Jesus, the greatest preacher, the greatest teacher who ever lived, illustrated all the sermons. Check this out. In every word, all the sermons that you read, and all that Jesus said in the New Testament, he used words like water, bread, light, darkness, sparrows, lilies, seeds, words that everyone uses that even a child could understand. Sometimes pastors have to show people just how intelligent they are. And they get up and throw these big highfalutin words. Now, there's nothing wrong with that when you're having a Bible study. I never forget when you remember Archie and Jill? When Archie, we had that ordination a year or so ago, and we're going to question all these men up here. I told Jill that we were going to ask the wives some questions. And I said, we're going to ask you about sublapsarianism. Superlapsarianism. And she looked at me like, what are you talking? How many of you know what I'm talking? Doug knows what I'm talking about. How many of you know what I'm talking about? I say, Doug, you do now because you looked it up. How many of you know what superlapsarianism is? Sublapsarianism. And all these big, highfalutin words that means nothing to the... I'm not saying don't learn them, but there's a time and place for that. Your own personal Bible study and growing and all. But what I'm talking about, when you're speaking to an audience, you'll notice that Jesus never used... Don't you think Jesus knew words and terminology that he was the word? All these big highfalutin Jesus. And by the way, I think we make words up to show how intelligent we are. They make words up every. Where'd that word come from? Well, they just made it up to fit something, doesn't it? But notice, I want you to. Every time Jesus spoke, he spoke that even the smallest child could understand. Preachers, teachers, missionaries, when we speak to people, I'd be able to speak so that even the smallest child could understand what we're saying. I tell this to some of the young preachers, and it'd be good to get us out. By the way, you need to know your audience. Anytime you're speaking, know who you're talking to, whether it's in a religious format or anywhere that, but know who your audience is. That's just need to learn. Well, it's interesting. Speak that words that even a child could understand. One should not have to use a dictionary to look up the meanings of the words that you speak. Y'all understand what I'm saying. Please don't get me wrong. We want to learn. We want to grow in knowledge. I'm talking about in typical conversations or when you're telling people about Christ or other things. Remember me telling you about this? I saw this on video a few years ago, and I used this illustration just a couple months ago, about the thief on the cross, where he died and went to heaven. What was that fella that preached that? Danny, remember the guy? It went viral, the video. I forget the thing. And he was in a big conference, a well-known preacher. And the story was, of course, he gave an illustration, a silly illustration, but how the thief on the cross went to heaven, because Jesus said, today thou shalt be in paradise. He went to heaven, and there's somebody to stand at the gate. Who are you? I'm the thief of Christ. Well, why should you come in here? You've heard that, you know, before. Why should I let you in my kingdom? Do you know, you started to run some doctrines. Do you know anything about baptism? I've never heard of it. Do you know about, I don't know anything about that. Do you know about this? I don't know anything about that. He said, hold on, let me get the supervisor. He comes and gets Peter, and Peter says, what are you doing here? Of course, he's making this up, but here's the point. Peter says, how did you get here? And the thief on the cross says, I have no idea. Jesus said that I could come, and I came. You get the point. He did believe. He mentioned that. Lord, remember me when thou comest in thy kingdom. He didn't know all these things. We deserve our death. Jesus, he don't deserve anything. He's innocent. The thief realized that Jesus was innocent. The thief also realized there was something different about Jesus. Over the king of the Jews, the king of all this, he said, remember me when thou comest in thy kingdom. That thief knew something not only about the death, he knew something about the resurrection, because a dead man can't go into a kingdom. There's a lot there. So it ain't like I don't know why I'm here. He knew who Jesus was, but all he knew was that He was a sinner and Jesus was a Savior, and that's all he needed. He didn't know all these other things. And that's what sometimes we get too smart for our britches. Dale, we do. We get too big for our britches. Ain't I something? Well, you've heard the old thing about a young preacher got up in the pulpit, and the old preacher gave him a little note, said KISS, K-I-S-S. You know what it stands for, the acronym. Keep it short, stupid. Or keep it simple, stupid. Whatever you want to say, you know. But that we ought to hold on to that. Keep it short and keep it simple so people could understand. It's a message that can be easily understood and received. So not just speaking in tongues back then. It didn't help anybody. Sometimes even faults of preachers in the pulpit, we speak something that people have no idea what you're saying. No idea what you're saying. Verse number 10. There are, it may be, so many kinds of voices in the world, and none of them is without signification. That's a hard word to say, signification. But we know what that means. None of them are without importance. Every language, and I looked this up as of yesterday or Friday, whenever it was, there are 7,159 languages that are in use today as far as they know, known languages. Everything from English, Spanish, Zulu, all the African languages, all the, you know, the Filipino languages, the Telugu, 7,159 languages, approximately. Haitian, Creole, we go all over. Every one of them are important. And that's why we're not without importance. I can't say that word. They're all important. From the speaker to the hearer, somewhere somebody understands in the remotest jungle or the remotest island, a mom, a dad, the tribe or whatever understands what they're saying. We may not understand, but they understand. That's what he's saying here, that it may be so many kinds of voices in the world, different languages, and none of them are without importance. They're all important, every one of them. I'm heading to South Sudan in 2 weeks. I'm going with Dr. Uru. Remember Dr. Uru Milatsi? He was here he's going to set up a hospital clinic there, and I'm going with him. And while I'm there, John Wignone texted me, emailed, Facebook or whatever, and asked, he did Latrice, because I don't have that kind of stuff, and to ask me if I would teach on eschatology while I'm there. It's going to be interesting. I don't know, what's the name of that language? Tongalisa, Kongula, whatever language. Huh? Taposa. They speak Taposa language. They don't speak English. So I'm going to, John knows English. So what I'll be speaking in English, and he's going to translate into Taposa language, the doctor of eschatology. When we started to work in Lodwar, this is very interesting. I know Doug's done this and other missionaries. We actually had three languages translated. Had to do this in Colombia often in the jungles there. I would speak English. It'd be translated from English to Swahili in Kenya. And then from Swahili, because at the time, the people there, the preachers, John, didn't know Lodwar, the language, Turkana people. So it went from English to Swahili to Turkana. Try that one. In the jungles of Colombia, Doug's done it, I've done it, others have done it. You go from English to Spanish to Guajibo or Curapaco or Piapoco or whatever. I mean, that's a, by the way, you don't think that's hard. Mostly for me, because when I get going, Doug and him are good at waiting. I'm not. Because when I get preaching, when I get teaching, I'm on a train, man. I want to keep going, but I have to learn to stop.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Do you have any questions or comments for Pastor Lanier? You can submit your remarks and questions to Dr. Walt Lanier by visiting westwoodgospeltime.com. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. Pastor Lanier will receive your questions or comments and answer you. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. And click on Send a Message. We look forward to hearing from you. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.